It's a tough one this week. I think we're going to see, like last week, we saw quite a spread on captaincy. Again, this week, we're going to see quite a spread on captaincy. I have it potentially. I think I'm fucking mad on Martial. On Martial. Hello, patrons, and welcome to your final podcast of the week. This is what we would call the final plan, getting ready for the weekend, game week 33. James and I are here and ready to rock. How are we looking, James?
Well, my day's not got a lot better since recording.
You're still in misery land, eh?
Well, just had a major fucking palaver over the edit of the main
Oh,
podcast as
yeah.
well, where it basically broke my laptop, finally, truly. But we've fixed it. We've got some help, and it's
Back
done.
to
It's up.
life.
It's posted. I'm not going to rush editing this because it can take you 2 hours to listen to the other fucking one.
Exactly that. Somehow this morning we managed. Well, I was quite aware of the time, but we ended up recording for an hour and 50 minutes. And honestly, as patrons and you guys listen to a lot more of a content than maybe Joe Public, I'm fascinated if you thought it was too long because it didn't feel long recording it. We were just going through the games bit by bit, talking about them, and chucked on a few questions at the end. So jump on Slack because that's where you can find us to talk about that kind of stuff. In terms of this week, game week 33 plus, James, how ready are you in terms of, do you know what you're doing yet?
100% no, but I'm pretty sure that Robertson's coming in. That's a definite. And
Yep.
I think now I'm leaning towards selling Laporte rather than Alonso. And the simple reason for that is it just allows me Foden if I want to go that way. And then I've got Mahrez, De Bruyne and Foden. I'm not in a hurry particularly to get Foden in this particular game week. But should he then not play on Sunday night, for example, and De Bruyne and Mahrez does, then I want to pull the trigger to make sure I've got that attacking City coverage always, basically. I mean, how unlucky would you be for all three of them not to start, right? But then I've got good cover in the bench anyway, where I'm probably going to, you know, my first two subs are going to be Adama Traore and Danny Ings. I would probably, if I keep Alonso, I will start him.
So you're now looking at Heung-min Son to Riyad Mahrez and Laporte, Emerick Laporte to
And
Robertson.
Yes, that's a, and obviously Greenwood in for Calvert-Lewin.
So one hit.
That's
It's the
for a
joy
minus
of having
four.
two free transfers this week, James. If I had two free transfers, my life would be so much easier.
It's also going to leave me a shit ton in the bank. Now, if I then decide following week to move Foden in for Traore, I've then got enough in one go to go from Jimenez to Aubameyang, if I decided that's what I want to do, for example. So there's loads of different ways I could then move off of that. I don't know, say Bruno Fernandes suddenly got injured for United, I could get straight from Fernandes to Salah or Mane if I wanted to go that way. So it's money that's probably going to be lying there for a little bit, but I don't feel the necessity to use it when I'm looking at such great value across the board simply because I'm not going with Salah or Mane.
Agreed. I'm in a real bind here, James. I'm in a real bind. Earlier when I was looking at it, I was thinking about Nketcha to Greenwood and Martial to Mahrez. That's me done for a minus four. Can't afford it. I'm 0.4 out.
Wah, wah, wah.
So I can't downgrade Lascelles at the moment because he's 4.3. Where am I going to go? 3.9? He's not. It's a 3.9 defender's not going to play, so he stays. So then I have to make the choice. The only other player in my squad, I'm not going to get rid of Pulisic. I'm not going to get rid of Bruno Fernandes. So I have to make the choice between Jesus and Adama Traore.
What, to start or to sell?
No, to find the 0.4 million. And at that point, now I'm debating, is it even worth it? When I could, in theory, just go from Martial to Foden and Nketiah to Greenwood. But then that feels like Am I in a rush to get that done this week when Foden might not potentially start because he's played 90 minutes and Greenwood's done the same? So I want both of those guys. Oh, I want some of these guys in, but I think this week might be too early for me to make that transfer. In which case, I'll just roll and have two free transfers next week and make three to set myself up for a bench boost the week after, or even that same very same week, 35.
The fascinating thing is, if I went Laporte to Robertson and Calvert-Lewin to Greenwood, I can, instead of going Son to Mahrez, have the exact money to go Salah. From Son, not to Salah, but to Mane. I would be 0.1 short of Salah, but I can get to Mane. What I don't like about that is the inflexibility, and then that takes me down to one Man City player, and then I'm almost definitely completely without Mahrez then, I think.
Yeah, this is now, it's funny how the number of players that we have left to choose to pick between is getting smaller, but the combination of fitting them together is getting a little bit tricky here. I honestly think like the majority of active engaged FPL managers are all picking from a pool of between 30 and 50 players, like 35 to 45 players now. And it's what combination of them do you have left? So if I don't, I may end up, like I've said it before and I'll say it again, nothing bad has ever happened when I've done nothing in this game and just let it roll for a week and just set myself up. So I think the same is going to happen again. I've got three Man United going into Bournemouth. I've got three Wolves with Arsenal. I've got two City, a Chelsea and West Ham. That's fine.
There's loads that's happened wrong to me when I've done nothing. That's why I'm, it's like I said on the pod earlier, you know, leaving Son in for Bournemouth is obviously very, very tempting, but what am I waiting
that,
for?
That's not even I'm with you on that. Don't stick around on that one. Pull the trigger. And then captaincy, James. Confirmed, not confirmed? Does it depend on your transfers?
As it would stand now, I'm going with Trent. But if I get Mane in, I think that's the way I'll go.
Yeah,
I don't think Mane I will. I think I'll go for Mahrez. I tell you what interests me about Mane as well is the knowing that you can't get there.
Me?
I can't get you're there. Right up my bum again.
Is that the title of the show?
But I really want Mahrez this week.
Oh dear.
Really want Mahrez this week.
Yeah, me too, but it is what it is, right? I'm not so interested in Mane. I'm not, you know what? You've seen Nico Williams has come on twice and got minutes in the last two games. At some point, I feel like Klopp wants to give him a start and rest Trent. I think there's a risk in Trent, I'll be honest with you. Nico Williams, both times he's come on, has done all right. And if there's ever a game that you're going to want to blood the youngster, then Aston Villa at home.
And that's why the vice captaincy will sit on Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
Because he'll play. That's what it's for, right?
Yeah.
So
it's a tough one this week. I think we're going to see, like last week, we saw quite a spread on captaincy. Again, this week, we're going to see quite a spread on captaincy. I have it, potentially, I think I'm fucking mad, on Martial.
That's boom or bust, putting it on Martial, mate. I don't hate it, by the way.
No, I mean, Bournemouth are going to get their asses handed to them. No, if I could put a banker on anything, Bournemouth are going to get their asses handed to them. Have you heard the latest about Steve Cook was saying that they locked themselves in the dressing room and he was ranting off at the players that they're all playing like kids and stuff? I think there's some unrest within that dressing room at the moment.
I also think, though, that if you're asking me now who'll hand out the biggest hiding this weekend, I think it'll be Liverpool.
See, this is one of the weeks we live for, where there's going to be so much spread in what happens. So good. Let's make
Liverpool,
it happen.
Liverpool, City and United now could well put double figures on the boards between the three of them. Hmm. In fact, right now you'd possibly fancy that. Between the three of them, score 10 goals or so.
Yeah. So I guess it's like safe option or boom or bust. I think I'm going to go with Martial, you know, boom or bust.
That's why I like Trent. That's boom or bust, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not in terms of the clean sheet. It's not in terms of the clean sheet.
Well, that's part of the thinking as well, is...
It's almost 12 points guaranteed.
Yeah, and how often with him is he not going to hit bonus if they keep clean sheet? Even if he doesn't get an attacking return, he's still quite likely to be in the bonus as well.
In and around, maybe. But if they score four goals, Salah picks up two, Mane's got a couple of assists. It's the attacking players do take up the bonus points when there's a high score.
Let me put it a different way then. If Liverpool were to score four, do you think Trent would be in the attacking returns?
There's a good chance.
You ain't wrong, yeah.
There's a good chance. I'd say 30 to 40% chance he'd be in amongst the attacking returns.
I think the upside of this particular fixture is particularly appealing with Trent, actually. And I think I'm probably going to go that way. What is bugging me a little bit about the idea that I can go to Mane rather than Mahrez is I know if it's a move that's going to be made, it has to be now. It's Villa, Brighton and Burnley. It's not one where I'm going to let the Villa fixture go and come back to it. It's now. It's now or not at all for me. And that might linger on me today. I suspect I won't do it and I'll just go to Mahrez because I really want him in there. And then I've got money to then make moves, whereas Mane is going to basically trap me. I could almost already write my next transfer next week would either be a downgrade of Alonso to some shit or Traore to Foden. And they're both all okay. But it doesn't. There's nowhere I can move. If suddenly Spurs look great Monday, no, I ain't doing that shit anyway. But you know what I'm saying? I'm blocked in if I go for Mane completely. That's every ounce of money gone.
Yeah, I think James and I will be scratching our heads for a little while longer debating which direction we go in with this. Shall we look at our differential team, James?
Okay. Let's do that. It didn't have a good week.
No, it didn't. I mean, Joe Gomez is minus one, doesn't help. And a captaincy blank with Martial. But it's going to be a rare week where Jesus, Firmino, Martial blanked in a 3-0. Firmino, okay, he blanked. Jesus blanked in a 4-0. Mahrez blanked in a 4-0. So it was the defence, Martinez, Doherty, Boly and Laporte that picked up the points and an assist for Son. But it's not often that that's going to happen to us. The question is, where do we go from here? Look, you got Mahrez and Jesus and Laporte. They're going to stay. The two Liverpool guys are going to stay. Martial's going to stay. I think Calvert-Lewin to Mason Greenwood's a very interesting potential move. I'm not sure what your thoughts are on that.
Can't get to Mason Greenwood, mate.
Is he over 10%?
Yeah, he's about 12%. Oh, I'm sure he is, yeah.
Okay. So then let's bin Son. Let's make your life a bit better.
You want to bin Son?
Yeah, let's make your life happier.
No, I wouldn't. Hold on. I wouldn't take him out. No, genuinely, I wouldn't take him out this differential team. The first thing that springs to mind when I look at this team, and I'll just briefly tell you how we bust this week. So it's Alisson, Doherty and Boly, Joe Gomez, Laporte. I mean, that's solid. It's fine. That can stick around. Mahrez, Martial and Son. Sounds good so far. Here's where the problem is. Calvert-Lewin, Jesus and Firmino. Subs at the moment. I got Matt Ritchie first sub against you.
Yep.
Saka, Jorginho, could be anybody, right? Sub goalie, Martinez. Foden. We can't get there. And I don't know if we want to be aware of opening that up.
We can't get there because he's over 10% or we don't have the money.
We can't get there because we've got three Manchester City players in the squad, mate.
Correct.
I don't know if we want to consider opening that up. Getting rid of Firmino or Jesus, I'm not sure is the right idea either.
I think the one that we could get rid of would be Laporte.
You think?
Yeah, I'm not losing Mahrez or Jesus between now and the end of the season, other than if they go over 20%. I think those two have got to stick around with the fixtures that Manchester City have. So getting rid of Laporte is a potential. I mean, we've got a strong defence there anyway. Laporte to Foden. I'd rather play Foden than Laporte. But the problem is this week might be the wrong week to be doing that.
Well, I just think as well that having Laporte in there as City defensive coverage in itself almost offers a nice differential because most people have not got City defensive. That's what's putting me off as well for my own personal teams. I'm looking at them fixtures, I'm thinking, Christ, that could be six clean sheets. But the flip of that is I also think they could win every game 4-0 with what they've got left.
Yeah, Foden is at 2.7%, so ownership at the moment. I think we're okay to just wait a week. This doesn't seem the right week to try and jammy him in. So, and I also don't think he's going to go up beyond 10% within this week, especially considering 75% of the players in the game are dead, not literally, figuratively. So, I'm not sure it's a rush this week necessarily, James.
Are we therefore in roll mode here to
We've only
then
got the
make
one
the
free,
move
right?
to change that if we want to?
Next week, yeah, I
Yeah.
think so. I think roll mode is fine for here. The one that's the weak link there is Calvert-Lewin, but I mean, you said that Everton are a bit hit and miss, hot and cold here, so maybe it's okay to leave Dominic Calvert-Lewin in for another week. You know he's going to play.
I think Calvert-Lewin's absolutely fine for this. I'll be honest, I don't particularly want to sell him in my main team, bearing in mind it's Spurs next. But I'm a bit indifferent about Everton at the moment. I'm not fussed whether a keeper or he goes, and therefore he's sacrificial. Put it this way, I want Greenwood in my team more than I want Calvert-Lewin. That's not a doubt in my mind. Therefore, I'm going to make that move, and it opens up other doors, right? But he's absolutely fine for this differential team that we've got.
Yeah, no
I
doubt
think
about it.
him and Firmino have got to stay anyway, really, because they're both over 10%. Calvert-Lewin 12.6, Firmino 11.6. So if we get rid, we can't go back. And if you look at the forwards under 10%, just throw you out some names here: Ayew, Jota, Callum Wilson suspended this week, Josh King, Moussa, Nketiah, Connolly, Allaire, Lacazette, Giroud. Do you think Giroud could be of interest?
Possibly, actually. I do think he'll get his place back in the Chelsea team. I think Giroud
I
could
think
be.
it's better for Pulisic and Willian and the likes when he plays, personally. I think he's a very I want a better word than accommodating, but he is accommodating for his teammates. He does a lot of work for them. He was always very good at that and underappreciated when he was at Arsenal as well. Problem is, he ain't really a fucking goal scorer, is he? I
No.
mean, he's got 3 league goals this season. Admittedly, 3 in the last 6. You won't have any prizes for guessing who the first one was against. But obviously, didn't start at West Ham. But I think Chelsea were better in the games when he was playing. I felt like it was Abraham was rotating for him rather than Abraham was coming in for him. Does that make sense? I think
It
Giroud's
does
the
make
first
sense.
choice.
It'd be interesting to see. I don't think we're in a rush to make that move either yet this week. I think it's a hold.
I agree.
Yeah,
Okay.
let's roll and we'll figure out where we are
It's
from
rolling
there.
then. Well, if you're doing it for the main team, Martial's got to be captain of this team, hasn't
I didn't definitely say I was doing it for the main team just to confirm. but yeah, more than likely, probably.
you want him captain or Mahrez or Son?
Mahrez. In this team, Mahrez.
You want Mahrez captain, not Martial.
Correct.
So, to clarify for me, are you going for Mahrez this week or not?
I can't afford him, James,
Oh.
unless I make,
Sorry.
unless I take two hits, and it doesn't seem worth it. Two hits is too many because I have to maneuver Martial to or yeah, I have to take two hits to make it happen. I can't do it. I'm not
Oh
gonna
my
get.
God, we should have done the video on this one.
Yeah, I'm recording, mate. I'm recording, but there you go.
Don't give me more fucking work. The audio is enough for you.
Northy South.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Another good week for my boys.
I don't even know
Captain
how many you got.
Sterling, Kevin De
Oh,
Bruyne. I've got
Jesus
74.
Christ.
Pope in goal, Doherty and Stephen, 74 points without even making a transfer. I've got two to roll this week. Haven't decided what direction I'm going to take it in yet, but I know one thing for certain. I'm not playing my free hit this week. I think I'm going to save my free hit for game week 35 when West Ham have got Norwich. And it will be an okay opportunity to play three West Ham players.
Okay, don't hate that. I got 66 points this week. It was certainly not the worst. Take that.
No.
Helped obviously massively by Aubameyang captain, Son and Kane's goal at the end. Assist for Son and the goal for Kane. Obviously really helped with that. Clean sheet for Martinez and obviously the 2 assists for Pulisic. So it wasn't the worst week. The problem is now. Oh my goodness. So this is bad planning on my part. This shows you what happens if you don't plan right. So I've got at the moment I go Fabianski in goal against Newcastle rather than Martinez. I think That's fairly...
Makes sense.
Yeah. Sergio Aurier is fine for this. By the way, just to clarify, guys, this is for my South team. I ain't recommending Spurs players. Sergio Aurier, Azpilicueta and Alonso. Now, Alonso is now potentially a problem. The bigger problem is what's on my bench if I decide I wanted to take him out, which I'm beginning to lean into, fuck it, I'll leave him in. But then I'm now left with either Van Aanholt away to Leicester or Femenia away to Chelsea. And it's now got me looking at, ah, shit, you've planned this really badly, James, because I was thinking, well, I have PVA against Burnley, fuck it, and then we'll review it afterwards. So now I've got Alonso possibly not playing and two really, really bad defensive replacements, in my opinion, on the bench. And so it's already got me looking at moving from, say, PVA to, like, Lewis Dunk or something, just as better protection. Midfield five, Saar, Bowen, Antonio, Pulisic, Son, Aubameyang. I'll go Captain Kane in this. And in case you're wondering, yeah, Bowen and Antonio. Yeah, just the 21 points on the bench last week.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Maybe I should try listening to myself a little bit more. Anybody who listens to the Sky podcast should know that I really should have played at least Jared Bowen.
Indeed.
Shit happens. So they obviously come back in. So the attacking wise of it, Saar, Pulisic, Antonio, Bowen, Son, Kane, Aubameyang. Actually, he's all right. Then these guys, these teams are never keeping fucking clean sheets, mate. It's a disaster. I've just got to hope the front men just bang, but... Yeah, bad times. What's the overall rank on it? 3.7 million.
Ooh.
Right, I'm going to aim to halve that between now and the end. I've got to find a bench boost for this shit somewhere.
Have you got any other chips left, James?
I think I've got a bench boost left anyway. Oh, no, I better use that as well.
I've got a second wild card still left. I've got a bench boost and a free hit still left as well.
I know, that's all I've got. I've got the bench boost left, yeah. That's all I've got.
I'm going to, I'm going to have a look at wildcarding into a bench boost very, very soon.
I think I'm going to go Van Aanholt to Dunk, and then I can smash into that bench boost in one of the end game weeks with Brighton. It's like Brighton and Watford have both got okay game week 36s. Watford play yourselves. Brighton play Southampton. That's probably as good as it's ever going to look for me. I need to work out, obviously, how to get Danny Ings back into this at some point. But yes, this team doesn't have Danny Ings either. I'm well aware. Stupid. Thank God this ain't my main team. Got Danny Ings in my main team. Ain't got him in my fucking South team. Having just wildcarded it. State of it.
Oh, dear. James, we've got 5 minutes or so. So let's answer a couple of these Slack questions that a few people have put in. Shall we? We'll go in reverse. Oh, okay. We'll go in reverse order. Alana. Hello, Alana. How are you? What do you think of the scout on the official FPL Twitter? We've got to be careful here.
Fuck them. It's on Patreon as well, anyway. Bollocks.
I've been saying to my mates for about a year now that I reckon they listen to Planet FPL because they always come out with the same advice as yours the same day after your main pod drops.
How long ago did Alana send that in?
3 p.m.
Oh, so it's literally about 15 minutes ago. Yeah. Let's go and see what these bastards have tweeted.
I don't really ever look at their Twitter accounts. So I'm not really... like. I know it's probably partially tongue-in-cheek, but partially serious. I don't really look at it, so I don't really know what they say that's similar to us.
No, I don't really look at them either. I don't really want to. It's advice for simpletons, isn't it?
It's not. Yeah, it's not. It's entertainment. It's not like
what they commonly do is just looking there. It's like, oh yeah, Sterling, is he a must after he goes mental last night? Wow, yeah, whoopee do. You know, I mean, come to your own conclusions. Congratulations. Could of course go Sterling instead of Mahrez, couldn't I? That's not in my plans at all, by the way. No, I don't think they listen to us. There's a few times I wondered if Jamie Carragher did, because we used to record on a Monday sometimes, and then he'd say some shit on Monday Night Football, and I'd be like, I said. But no, it's only Asmir that listens to us.
The Carragher Gary Neville banter yesterday was quite... You could tell in the second half they were properly bored with the game and were just ribbing each other about Liverpool winning the league and stuff. Funny. Rob Pick, did the Spurs defensive performance, which he put in inverted commas, change your mind about selling DCL, James? Probably not, right?
Not overly, because I'm not fussed about having him or not having him. Part of having him for me really was knowing I had him for the Norwich fixture. And I thought, I felt like I wanted something Everton for that. And it was always a case of, okay, after that, I'll disregard when the timing's right. I would have no problem holding on to him. But he's not the sort of player I think, oh, right, it's Tottenham on Monday, I'll definitely hold him. No, that's not really in my thoughts, as shit as we are. So, no, not really. Not really, actually. For him as well, it's a lot of in behind running and stuff like that. I really like him. People know that. I chatted it a lot at the start of this season and quite a bit last season as well, that Everton would be so much better once he got in that team. I think it's a good little relationship with Richarlison. I think they're a good pairing. It wouldn't be a buy, by the way. But no, yeah, I'm not fussed whether I keep or get rid.
Taking hits to get rid of, for example, would seem a little bit
unnecessary. Well, that's what I'm doing. Essentially.
You are, but I feel like the hit's not to get rid of DCL. The hit's to get in someone else.
The hit really is Son Tamara's.
Exactly.
Because if I was going to leave one this week, I would leave Son in. And I would go Calvert-Lewin to Greenwood and make the move for Robertson. Those are the two that I would definitely make as three. So in theory, the hit in my head is Son Tamara's. Which actually, when I say that out loud, doesn't sound like the brightest thing in the world, actually. Because I know what he's capable of. And I feel like I've just got the hump to the extent that I need to get Spurs out of my team. I can't look at them anymore.
I feel this is decision. I like
decision paralysis. You're right.
Yeah, for both of us. I prefer it this way than if it's too obvious and too easy. We've got decisions to make that could go big or small, I think. And my default is to do nothing. So I think that's what I may end up doing this week. Let's see.
It's not the worst thing if you don't know, mate.
No. Patreons, again, thank you for all your support. I know pretty much everybody, in fact, everybody's continued to renew into July, according to Patreon anyway. So you've got a bunch more content coming at you from us at the moment. So really looking forward to producing all of it for you, having a lot of fun with it right now. So as always, if you've got any questions, suggestions, ideas, you know where to find us. Slack's the best place, or DMs on Twitter. But have a great game week 33. It's spread over until Monday night, so we'll be back at you next week with so much more content. There'll be a post out on Patreon, as always, giving you a heads up on what we've got and when we've got it coming. But stay safe and be good. Ciao for now.
Be nice to each other. Thank you, patrons. Cue music, man. Ciao. Fantasy Football Show.